Let's contemplate Shiva's form. Om, we meditate upon the perfect, full, complete, always continuing consciousness of infinite goodness. Contemplate he whose thousand eyes see everywhere. May that giver of bliss grant us increase. Om, I extol the birth of truth as pure existence. Again and again I bow down to the birth of truth as pure existence in being after being, beyond all being, who himself is all being, from whom came all being, to that existence I bow. I bow to the beautiful God who is beloved. I bow to the pleasant one, to the ultimate one. I bow to the reliever of sufferings. I bow to time. I bow to the cause of the illumination of darkness. I bow to the source of strength. I bow to the progenitor of strength. I bow to the fashioner of all the elements. I bow to the mind of all minds. I bow to he who is free from fear, who instills the fear of evil, who saves the righteous from fear, who is within all the all of everything. May we give our respect to he who is the form of the reliever of sufferings. We meditate upon that universal consciousness. Contemplate the great God. May that reliever of sufferings give us increase. The seer of all, who is all knowledge, the Lord of the universe, who is all existence, before the creative consciousness, before the knowers of consciousness, existing in eternal delight as the consciousness of infinite goodness. And believe me, this puja is just as effective if you read it in English as it is if you read it in Sanskrit. If you have difficulty with the Sanskrit, study the English meanings. They'll bring you to the contemplation of what it is that we're trying to acquire here. What's our objective? To become one with that light of all lights, that fire which is illuminating consciousness. Om, the divine fire is the light. And the light is the divine fire. I am one with God. The light of wisdom is the light, and the light is the light of wisdom. I am one with God. The divine fire is the offering, and the light is the offering. I am one with God. The light of wisdom is the offering, and the light is the light of wisdom. I am one with God. The divine fire is the light. The light of wisdom is the light. The light of devotion is the light as well. The light of the highest bliss, O God, is in the light which we offer, the light which we request you to accept with the offering of light. Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. Please, conceive. Close your eyes, everyone. Conceive the highest goodness. And when you get that picture of perfect goodness and joy and bliss, make it better. And better and better and better. And that's what the puja of Lord Shiva is about, the consciousness of infinite goodness. Just when you have that perfect picture of the highest goodness, make it better. Om, spirit of the forest, from you is produced the most excellent of scents, the scent most pleasing to all the gods. That scent we request you to accept with the offering of fragrant scent. Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. All-knowing as the moon, the sun, and the divine fire, you alone are all light, and this light we request you to accept with the offering of light. Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. Om, earth is a reservoir of nectar. All vegetation is a reservoir of nectar. The divine atmosphere is a reservoir of nectar, and also above. May all perception shine forth with the sweet taste of nectar for us. Om, the divine fire, the light of purity, is a shining god. The wind is the shining god. The sun, the light of wisdom, is the shining god. The moon, the lord of devotion, is the shining god. The protectors of the wealth are the shining gods. The relievers of sufferings are the shining gods. The sons of the light are the shining gods. The emancipated seers, the maruts, are the shining gods. The universal shining gods are the shining gods. The guru of the gods is the shining god. The ruler of the gods is the shining god. The lord of waters is the shining god. The infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body. We meditate upon that light of wisdom, which is the supreme wealth of the gods. May it grant to us increase in our meditations. Om, the gross body, Om, the subtle body, Om, the causal body, Om, the great body of existence, Om, the body of knowledge, Om, the body of light, Om, the body of truth. Om, we meditate upon that light of wisdom, which is the supreme wealth of the gods. May it grant to us increase in our meditations. May the divine waters, luminous with the nectar of immortality, of supreme divinity, fill the earth, the atmosphere, and the heavens. Om, my rosary, the great measurement of consciousness, containing all energy within as your intrinsic nature, give to me the attainment of your perfection, fulfilling the four objectives of life, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Chaturbharga, the four objectives of life. Dharma, the ideal of perfection. Artha, the resources necessary to attain that ideal. Kama, the perfection of all desire, so that ultimately nothing pulls us back from our focus on God. And when those three are perfect in harmony, that is moksha, self-realization, otherwise known as liberation. Om Rosary, you please remove all obstacles. I hold you in my right hand. At the time of recitation, be pleased with me. Allow me to attain the highest perfection. Now, when we're offering at the fire, we'll hold the rosary at the left hand because we'll make the offerings with the right hand and count with the left hand. But if you're only counting mantras, Rosary, I hold you in my right hand. Please allow me to attain the highest perfection. Om Rosary of Rudraksha seeds, my Lord, give to me excellent attainment, give to me, give to me. Illuminate the meanings of all mantras, illuminate, illuminate, fashion me with all excellent attainments, fashion me, I am one with God.
With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the Lord of Wisdom, Lord of the Multitudes. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the sun, the light of wisdom, along with the nine planets. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to Shiva, the consciousness of infinite goodness, along with the five primary deities, Shiva, Shakti, Vishnu, Ganesh, Surya, those whose primary deity of worship is Shiva, or the Divine Mother, or any form of Vishnu, like Ram or Krishna, Ganesh, the sun, and the nine planets. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to Indra, the ruler of the pure, along with the ten protectors of the ten directions. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to Vishnu, the fish, along with the ten incarnations which he assumed. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the Lord of all created beings. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the perfect perception of consciousness. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to all the gods. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to all the goddesses. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the guru. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to all knowers of wisdom. Now we'll tie a piece of string around the middle finger or wrist. Brahma is in the shining light, or Kusha grass. In the shining light resides Janardhan, the Lord of beings. The supreme all-pervading consciousness Vishnu resides in the shining light. O repository of the shining light, we bow down to you, the seat of Kusha grass.